Good morning, fair skies, 34 degrees at 5:05. I'm Steve Simpson, WCCO News. The Sarah's top local story, from the field of 64 to the round of 32. The Gopher men's basketball team has the day off today, getting ready for tomorrow's NCAA tournament second round game against a familiar foe. And they'll be playing once again close to home.
Richard Pitino talked earlier in the week about how all tournament matchups are hard and that the seedings don't matter that much. What he believes can be a difference is location, and playing in Des Moines was an opportunity for a large contingent of Gopher fans to make the trip, and they did for yesterday's first round win over Louisville.
Crowd was awesome. You know, that crowd really carried us. That was a big time performance for them. We appreciate it, and hopefully we see them in a couple days as well.
More Gopher fans may take the 3-hour trip for tomorrow's game against a Michigan State team that had trouble in its opener but managed to get past Bradley. Spartans coach Tom Izzo.
We're going to play a team that has a couple bigs, that's more of a conventional team. I think that's going to be better for us in a way.
The Gophers and Spartans played each other only once during the Big Ten season. Michigan State won that one in East Lansing, 77-59. Al Schock, WCCO.
The flood fight is ramping up in St. Paul, where roads are going to close this weekend to make room for crews to put up flood walls to keep the water out.
Over the next 7 days, the Mississippi River is expected to rise 10 feet.
The best science shows us that we should at least prepare for the 18 feet. And there's been some talk about 1965, but we really don't see that threat unless we have a large rainfall event.
St. Paul's Emergency Management Director Rick Schutt says it is that unknown, like a major rainfall, that could make the difference. When it comes to the severity of the flooding, in 1965, the river in some places in the southern part of the state swelled to nearly 30 feet. But there is some good news, he says, so far anyway, with favorable conditions lately.
They've been warm and you know, that good, strong spring sunshine in the day, but they're refreezing at night, which really regulates, you know, what comes into the river basin.
The river is expected to hit flood stage sometime next week. Susie Jones, WCCO.
By the way, a reminder this morning, the city of Minneapolis lifting their winter parking restrictions at 10 this morning. Those restrictions, of course, put in place when the snow narrowed the streets to a point that emergency vehicles couldn't navigate them. But with our snow melt, the roads are clear for the most part. St. Paul lifted their parking restrictions earlier this week. Speaking of St. Paul, police there planning to step up efforts to crack down on distracted drivers. Spokesman Mike Ernster.
Last year, we did 154 pedestrian safety events. Chief Axtell has made it a priority. We are dedicating 3 officers as of April 1st just to distracted driving alone.
He says, yes, yesterday a man was killed after being hit by a car near John Ireland Boulevard in Kellogg. That accident still under investigation. The driver said to be cooperating, but it's not clear yet whether or not the driver was on his phone at the time. Of course, over the weekend, a 22-year-old mother was killed when she was crossing the street. That was a hit-and-run situation. WCCO News Time is 5:08.